Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wolfpack in the house. Y'all already know what it is. You're tuned in live. We are on air August 17, 2016. And let's get right down to it. You know what I'm saying? We're talking sports right now. Let me just say something real quick. To call in the show, to see anybody that has anything to say to us, please make sure that you call in the show and let's talk about sports. Even real life situations, it doesn't even have to be anything. Even if you're talking about something that has nothing to do with anything that, you know, they think is important to you, whatever you feel like that is important to you guys, make sure y'all call in. Area code 713-955-0733. Frustrations, comments, negative criticism, positive criticism, you know what I'm saying, the hating, whatever, call in so we can talk about it, discuss. I see a lot of you guys are afraid to call in. Y'all have so much to say to me outside of the show, but y'all don't want to call in. For those of you that are nosy, for the nosy ones that want to be talking about, stuff like who's saying these kind of things, you guys are being paranoid or whatever. I'm just letting y'all know this is sports. I'm not gonna bring this up at all anymore. I'm just letting you guys know, the fans know, the people that listen to the show. If you have a problem or a discussion, anything of that nature, please call in. Family members are welcome to call in. People that we don't like, that we grew up with, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that has a problem with Wolfpack, or even if you wanna congratulate us, or you know, whatever the case might be, call in the show, 713-955-0733. I just want to clear that up, because I'm looking at some stuff, some comments being made on our personal pages, and I just want to say, you know, if you guys got something to say, just all you gotta do is call in the show, so everybody can hear you guys, and then for the people that are confused, that don't know why we're so angry, this and that, and this and that. Well, you know, this is what we put up with every day. We've been dealing with it our whole life. So I didn't want to talk about this, but I just felt like I needed to bring that up. So moving on, you guys know what it is. I see a lot of Cowboys fans out here. Even yesterday, when I was at the Breaker Center, It looks like the Dallas Cowboys lost. I know that's Austin's team or whatever. I don't understand how you guys put so much faith in the Cowboys, but when somebody from my hometown, Austin, you know, fights, y'all want to talk shit about him, and you guys know who you are, because I'll be more than happy to call you guys' name out. When Mandingo fought Canelo Alvarez, you know, all I saw was a whole bunch of stuff, but y'all want to be united and make these peace treaty posts and stuff like that on Facebook about how we need to stick together. But when somebody is a front runner for Austin, who's trying to put Austin on the map from East Austin, which is Long Wolf and Nine Hood, y'all want to sit up there and talk shit. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, fuck the Cowboys. I don't care if we lose listeners behind that. I think they weak, and they ain't been good since Troy Aikman left and Michael Irvin left. Just my personal opinion. They were good in the 90s, but you guys are living in the past in the 90s. This is the future. So shout out to the Titans. Shout out to the Seattle Seahawks and the Pittsburgh Steelers, my two favorite teams. And I know a lot of you guys are asking, and I'm sure I'm going to see a lot of the hate. I'm going to get a lot of hate from this after today. But this has nothing to do with Long Wolf. This is all Big Bad Wolf talking right now. I said those things, and I mean everything I motherfucking said. So, you know, like Raymond, how come you got, what kind of dude has two football teams? Well, what kind of dude has five or six, seven NBA teams? Some of you guys are just players. You're player fans. I'm actually a team player. So, I've been repping Boston ever since KG. KG has left Boston up to the Minnesota Timberwolves. I was a big fan of Minnesota Timberwolves. Big fan when KG was down there, but I just felt like it was time to go. When he went to Boston Celtics, I was happy for him, you know, and, you know, my favorite color is green, so that worked out great. So, I'm still going to be repping the Celtics. I'm not going back to the Timberwolves. It's straight Celtics. Isaiah Thomas, we got Jay Crowder. You know, we picked up Al Horford. I think we need to pick up a little bit, you know, at least about two or three more big pieces on our team. So, with that being said, the first topic of today, the 49ers signed quarterback Ponder to replace the injured Lewis. I guess the Lewis is injured. I'm looking at RG3. He's divorcing his wife for 3 years. That is very, very disappointing. I don't understand what's going on now. I'm just glad I got a good woman. I'm looking at all this stuff, and I'm seeing that these guys are, you know, Kyrie Irving, you know, his girlfriend, you know, fucking around. No, they're not together anymore. I'm just glad I got a good girl. I told her yesterday, if I was to ever make it pro, you coming with me, regardless. I don't give a fuck. There's nothing like a good woman to stand in your corner. A good, strong woman to stand in your corner. All this shit right now is failing, man. And I see a lot of you guys are copying what the outsiders are doing right now, giving me, you know what I'm saying? We talked about this a long time ago. You know, so with that being said, I know I'm going off topic, guys. Pretty random, but, you know, Sports Thursday.
Let me just step in and say it's okay that you can have two teams. There's nothing wrong with that. And, just to back up, right, you know what I'm saying, like, we said this for a whole year now, and as far as this repetitive stuff goes, like, this is what this is for. So just call in, speak your mind, you know, it doesn't matter about liking us, none of that stuff. It's about just speaking your mind. That's what this platform is for. A lot of people don't get a chance to do that. They want to do that. That's what it's for, man. This ain't about no, you know. We can say whatever we want to personally. That's how we feel. You might feel something totally different. You know what I'm saying? We're not judging nobody for that. We're not hating nobody for that. You know what I'm saying? So whatever the case, you know, not to get off topic, but, you know, just wanted just to back you up on that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just, you know, it's I mean, we said it for a whole year now.
Absolutely, guys. And with that being said, let's just get right down to business. I mean, I'm kind of really going. I'm going off topic, which was supposed to be sports Thursday. I'm just keeping it sports, and that has something to do with sports. So that's why I brought it up. Kudos to LeBron when he retires. He's talking about owning a team, NBA team. The young man. I mean, he's just doing it all right now. He just signed a 3-year, $100 million deal. I mean, you know, he should be the max. He should be the highest paid basketball player, in my opinion, in the NBA, he should be the highest paid. Not you know, that the guard from Memphis Grizzlies. Oh, Mike Conley. Not him. It should be LeBron James. What can Mike Conley bring to the Memphis? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's gonna be this season's gonna be very interesting for the NBA. There's been reports about Paul Pierce not done to play for the Clippers, so I think they're gonna get one more year at it, and I think that everybody's gonna go their own ways. I see Boston. We're probably gonna try to get our hands on Blake Griffin. I see that happening. They have one more year. The Clippers have one more year, and Doc Rivers could be getting fired here pretty soon. I don't like to say that about my African American brothers, but I'm just saying, you know, to be almost there, they want to see you get there. You know, even if you were to lose in the finals, I mean, at least you still have a job to do. You know what I'm saying? I think he got probably Max Doc Rivers probably there, and they're probably firing him at the middle of the season. Basically, he's not going anywhere. And I said this last year, ladies and gentlemen, but if you're an LA fan, a Clippers fan, you gotta get a bench out there, man. That bench is very, very, very crucial. And I keep saying this too. Also, it's a big man's game. You can't just go and see somebody else do something and then you wanna do it. You know what I'm saying? It's that simple. It's like when you had, I don't know if your dad sit down at the end of your bed and told you, you know, you see somebody jump off of a bridge, do you go and do the same thing? You know, I'm pretty sure your parents had these conversations when they tuck y'all motherfuckers in that night. A lot of y'all still living at home with your mom and dad. So I know they have conversations with y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with that being said, you know, I really don't know what to say, but congratulations to the Olympic USA team. They're getting a gold medal. So shout out to each one of them players, even the ones that don't like on the team. Shout out to you guys. Lakers.
Shout out to Carmelo Anthony for going over there, you know what I'm saying, and see what was really going on. And, you know, he had made a point about, I noticed he was wearing red and black too, but he had made a point to go over there to the favelas in Brazil, you know what I'm saying? And he had went over there and basically was saying that, you know, the place that everybody feels, you know, said so bad, I feel at home. And that's really, you know, I noticed you wearing red and black, Carmelo. I know you subliminally shouting out Wolfpack. You know, that's really how the Wolfpack roll, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to him for that, you know, and just, you know, trying to be proactive and really, you know, show the other side to what's going on. You know, at the Olympics in Rio.
Yeah. So, you know, you got Olympic medalists going. Going back to the Clippers situation, I don't see them guys getting the job done. I mean, they're a good basketball team, don't get me wrong, guys, but all roads are going to have to lead through Golden State again. You know, and with the addition of Kevin Durant, I really don't see anybody in the West really stop the Golden State Warriors. Maybe Memphis. If everybody's healthy on the Memphis Grizzlies roster, I think that them guys will be able to give a run for their money for the Golden State Warriors. You know what I'm saying? You got to run them guys down. Now to go small, hopefully that you guys won't go small. You just got to get your big man up. They need to get a speed coach. Strength and conditioning and a speed coach in order so they can run up and down. Because you don't really – just think about it. If you had a speed coach and a strength coach on every team and you guys kept them guys healthy and they were just running and gunning just like the New Jersey Nets did back in 2003-2004 when Jason Kidd was running the point, Kenyon Martin, Kerry Killer, you know what I'm saying, Rodney Rogers, all them guys, you know what I'm saying, Richard Jefferson, Key Van Horn, them guys, you know what I'm saying. You running and gunning all day long, hey, man, you can easily get the number one spot because that's basically what's going on. That speed kills. They talk about it in 2K basketball games, 2K. And I said that before 2K even said that. I said speed. If you fast and have that – and you can run a 4-flat or 4-2, 4-3 on the basketball with the basketball, you're going to be unstoppable because everybody's out of shape. People don't like running. It's lazy. Folks want to lay in the bed and be on their phone on Facebook all day. You know what I'm saying? And watch fight videos. But if you get on there on that court and run, easily be the number one spot, man, easily. And let me tell you something. The Lakers agree with Jillian. They went back in time to get that Chinese guy. And let me tell you something. When he's playing with Milwaukee the past 2 or 3 years in Milwaukee, he was legit. Now, how he is right now, I don't know. I know that he is quick. He can shoot. He can post up. So that's good. I just don't understand how come the L.A. Lakers didn't get no free agents at all. I mean, they picked up Luol Deng and got Timothy Mozgov. But, I mean, a lot of you L.A. fans, I keep saying this again. God, Timothy Mozgov is better than Roy Hibbert. You notice they shipped Roy Hibbert out of there. He's at Charlotte now. You know what I'm saying? He don't need to get none touches on the ball. He can't play defense. He has a horrible jump hook. I mean, it's ridiculous. To be 7'3" and just be a flop like that, oh, that's embarrassing. So, with that being said, Long Wolf, let's talk about the NFL real quick. Like I said, my two teams are the Seattle Seahawks and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I noticed some trades was happening,
right,
and free agents signing was happening. Be on the lookout. Shout out to Tyrod Taylor for signing that 6-year million deal. I mean, not 6 years, man. I'm sorry, 6-year deal, I think, for $90 million. I love to see African-American quarterbacks. I have nothing against any other race. I love all my brothers and sisters. I don't care if you're purple, green, orange, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that I really, really like to see, you know what I'm saying, African-American QBs get a chance to get their high-stake contract. Cam Newton, Tyrod Taylor, Michael Vick. You know what I'm saying? I hope Michael Vick stays with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I hope they give him another 1-year deal or a 2-year deal or a 3-year deal, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, watch out for them Bulls to be good. I'm really, really happy to see RG3 back in the NFL. It's going to mess with him getting a divorce for 3 years. I'm not exactly sure what was going on with that. It could be because I have no idea, man. That's crazy to me, man. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you know, some of y'all, you know, RG3 is a Christian. So I wondered. Why don't y'all tweet him and tell him, you know, and hey, let's, you know, I'm gonna pray for you. That's not gonna, I mean, you know, sometimes that's not always the best medicine. Sometimes the people just want to, you know, just listen to me while I tell you my problems. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's about support, not just, you know what I'm saying, which I'm not saying anything that's wrong with prayer. I'm not saying that, but to go through a divorce, That messes with your mental, man. You're not trying to hear that. I'm going to pray for you, prep. I'm just saying, man, you're not going to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of y'all people say y'all going to pray for somebody. Y'all don't even, you know, y'all not even, if y'all not dedicated to praying, y'all can't even fucking shower every fucking day. Let's just be honest. Y'all motherfuckers running around here smell like Godad all day long. So how can I trust you to do something like that? Take care of your hygiene, you know? And I got some serious stuff going on in my life. And this is what you're telling me? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to RG3, man. I hope that you come out and just kill. I believe in you, bro. I always, you know what I'm saying, my eyes are going to be up on you, dog. And, you know, Cleveland.com reports that, you know, divorced for 3 years. You know, you guys have been married since July 6th, 2013. And y'all have a child together. That's going to be a tough situation, man. Really tough. Preseason is starting tomorrow. We got Philly at Pittsburgh, 6:30, Cincinnati at Detroit, 7:00, Chicago at New England, Atlanta at Cleveland, Oakland at Green Bay, Minnesota, Seattle, Thursday at 9:00, New York Jets, Washington, Miami, and Dallas, and Arizona, San Diego. Holy crap, it's a lot of games going on. Those games will be on Friday. The Saturday games are going to be Carolina and Tennessee at 2:00, the Giants and the Buffalo at 3:00, Saturday at 6 p.m., Baltimore, Indiana, Tampa Bay and Jacksonville, New Orleans and Houston will be on Saturday at 7:00. That's actually going to be a good game. Not really too fond about football, guys, NFL, so, you know what I'm saying. I'm straight NBA. That's pretty much about it. I just barely got in the NFL about 4 or 5 years ago. Back in the NFL, I was out of it. So I was just straight on basketball. Now, I mean, I watch games every now and then. So, I mean, if you guys have fantasy football, some of you guys have been playing fantasy for a long time and even been money and stuff like that. So it's going to get really, really – I'm pretty sure you guys are going to be happy about the NFL. I'm glad, you know, everybody's going to be happy about the NFL season coming up. Blumwolf, anything you want to add about your team, Tennessee Titans happening, you know what I'm saying, Marcus Mariota, you looking good in practice. You know, anything that you want to add. I think y'all playing Philly. I'm not sure when that game is. You guys are playing Philly here soon. But, you know, this season is going to be – it's going to be good. Go ahead, Chief.
Yeah, I know we made that trade with Philadelphia, you know, for our receiver, Green Beckham. And, I think that was a good move. A lot of people were upset about that, you know, just because they wanted to see, you know, Dorial Green Beckham's upside. You know, he had a lot of promise in college when he was at Missouri, and he got in trouble, and it's just been kind of downhill from there. But, you know, it just didn't seem like he was producing. They got Tajay Sharp, you know, just going there. He's doing his thing. He's showing he's serious. He's got his head on his shoulders. He's focused. You know, he knows the plays. It's almost like he's already been prepared for the NFL. And that's a big thing, you know, when you kind of know what's already expected of you compared to when you're trying to learn where you'll fit. So we traded, you know, for Dennis Kelly, you know, from Philadelphia, offensive lineman. Not really anything to just rant and rave over, but, you know, it does help us out to protect Mariota because, man, last year Mariota was getting killed, man. And it's so good that we changed coaches because Kevin Wisenhunt, you would have got Mariota hurt. You would have got him hurt the first year he played. So I'm glad we changed coaches and, you know, got somebody in there that actually knows, you know, what they're doing, you know what I'm saying, and don't got their head up their ass. And, you know, yeah, it's serious business. Our next game is actually, you know, against the Panthers. That's going to be a good game. You know, we'll get to see a little bit of Cam Newton, you know, so that'll be fun. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to the regular season. I'm not, you know, really a fan of preseason at all. You know, to me, I don't understand what it's really about, you know, other than practice, you know what I'm saying? But in any case, I'm looking forward to the regular season and getting the show on the road. But we definitely got to be able to protect Mariota. If you can't protect your QB, you'll never win. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And that was a big issue last year. And we got Andre Johnson. A lot of people was upset about that, you know. But, I mean, hey, I'm happy to have Andre Johnson. You know, welcome to the Titans, Andre. You know, a lot of people counting you out. I still feel like you still got a good solid 2-3 years left in you, you know what I'm saying, because you really didn't do much the last 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Right. They didn't use you. So, you know, I feel like, you know, he can be used at the Titans. You know, he can be a great number two, if not number one wide receiver. But I think Tajay Sharp will take that spot. I think he's going to show and prove that he was worth the draft pick. And, yeah, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see. I'm really excited to be a Titans fan. I'm actually going to Nashville here, you know, on the 19th. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll be up there for a week, and then I'll be back the next weekend, the following game. For all you Texans fans, yeah, I'll be at Reliance Stadium with my Mariota jersey on. Hate me now. I don't care. But it's going to be all fun, and, you know, I'm just looking forward to the season starting. So.
Yeah, guys, real quick, we're waiting for the season to start, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it locked here. We got the NFL scores. We're going to talk about this stuff everywhere. Fantasy, whatever, you know what I'm saying, is going on. I'm going to go ahead and just get into fantasy just for the hell of it. Never played fantasy in my life. Probably going to start playing it this year just to keep the track of stats for the show. And don't be afraid to call in with your questions, concerns, or, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? 713-955-0733. Even if you want to type anonymous and send me a message from it by making up profiles, which I'm pretty sure that's what y'all going to do anyway because y'all so scary in anything that we do. So with that being said, you know what I'm saying, Sports Thursday, Wolfpack TV, see you guys tomorrow. We're going to talk about the DC Universe and how they did a good job on the movie. So we'll talk about that. you know what I'm saying, tomorrow. So, you know, guys, keep it locked here. Hit us up, Facebook.com, Wolfpack_TV, Instagram.com, and also hit us up on Twitter, #RawBusiness, coming soon. Lone Wolf, that's about it, Chief. We out, man.
Survey says.
NWO. We out, people. See y'all tomorrow.